Good morning, brothers and sisters. Let's turn to the New Testament, the Bible.
弟兄姐妹们早安，我们先来翻开以弗新约以弗所书。
Chapter 1.
第一章。
And we're going to read the passage from verse 3 through 14.
我们要从第三节读到十四节。
Blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be, we will be holy and blamelessBefore him in love.
就如神从创立世界以前在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他里面成为圣洁无有瑕疵。
He predestined us to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the kind intention of his will.
又因爱我们，就按自己意志所喜悦的预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
To the praise of the glory of his grace, which he freely bestowed on us in the beloved.
使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞，这恩典是他在爱子里所赐给我们的。
In him, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses.
我们借这爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。
Which he lavished on us in all wisdom and insight.
这恩典是神用诸般智慧聪明，充充足足赏给我们的。
He made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure which he purposed in him.
都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘。
With a view to an administration suitable to the fullness of the times, that is, the summing up of all things in Christ, things in heavens and things on the earth, in him.
要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
Also, we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to his purpose, who worked all things after the counsel of his will.
我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意行作万事的，照着他旨意所预定的。
To the end, that we who were first to hope in Christ would be to the praise of his glory.
叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞。
In him, you also, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having also believed,You were sealed in him with the Holy Spirit of promise.
你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督。既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
Who is given as a pledge of our inheritance, with a view to the redemption of God's own possession,To the praise of his glory.
这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神之名被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们有点祷告。
Father God, what a blessing, what a grace that we can gather together on the day of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
哇，我们实在是何等的蒙福和等的蒙恩典，让我们可以在主耶稣基督复活的日子在这里聚集。
We are joined by your grace here to worship the Lord, worship the Father.
我们在这里同心合一，在这里敬拜我们的父和主耶稣基督。
No matter how dark in us or around us, there are always a light for the look to the face of the Lord Jesus.
不管是我们心里有多黑暗，外界有多么的黑暗，当让我们都可以来仰望我们主耶稣基督的容面。
We pray that today may you open the hearts, the eyes of our hearts, so that we can see the Lord.
求你今天开启我们心中的眼睛，让我们可以看见主。
And we can hear His voice.
听见他的声音。
In Christ Jesus, His most holy, precious name, we pray.
奉耶稣基督他最圣洁宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank the Lord that. After I finished 8 o'clock gospel session, and as I walked out of that room, and I thought about this hymn
509, I'm sorry.
So thank the Lord that He also worked in the heart of our brothers, brought it out so we can sing together.
感谢主，神也把这样的负担给带领诗歌的弟兄，让我们可以一同来歌唱。
No matter how dark it is in us, around us, there's always light for the look at the Lord Jesus' face.
不管我们里面的黑暗和外面的黑暗有多大，但是我们都可以转眼仰望耶稣。
Thank the Lord that today we'd like to share the gospel from the eternity point of view.
今天我们要来分享福音是从一个永远的角度来看的。
Now we often share the gospel, understand the gospel from our own point of view.
我们常常想来从自己的角度来理解福音。
But from the passage that we read today,that God wants to tell us the salvation to us using human language from the eternity point of view.
但是今天我们要刚刚读的圣经就是神要我用人能理解的语言从永远的角度来看很重要的福音。
It will be quite different from our point of view to see salvation or the gospel.
这跟我们用在自己的眼光来看福音和或者救恩是完全不同的。
Just two things we'd like to mention about the eternity.
关于永远，我想说两点。
First, eternity means that there's no time, there's no space.
第一个就是在永远里面是没有时间、没有空间的。
Last century, we know that This time and space are the elements of creation.
上个世纪我们知道这个时间和空间已经是创造的一个元素。
So we know that in eternity, there's no time, meaning there's no past, no present, no future.
我们知道在永远里面它是没有过去，没有现在，也没有将来的。
Actually, in the time, there always in the time we have a past and a future.
在时间里，我们有过去和将来。
But not the present, because present always when you say present is already past.
没有现在，因为当你刚刚说出现在这个词，它这个时间已经过去了。
But in eternity, it's always present.
但在永远里面。一直就是当下。
There's no past, no future.
没有过去，也没有将来。
And there's no space in eternity.
在永远里面也没有空间。
That is a spiritual world.
是属灵的世界。
And second thing I'd like to mention is that God put this sense of eternity in our hearts.
第二点我想强调的就是神把永远放在我们心里。
Because in Ecclesiastic, that chapter 3, verse 12, it says, God placed this eternity in our hearts.
就像在传道书三章
十二节，
十二节讲到神把永远放在人的心里。
So that we long for the eternity.
所以我们渴慕这个永远。
And we want to know what's in eternity.
我们也想知道永远里到底有些什么。
And we say, well, today, today's passage is that look at the gospel from an eternity point of view. So we call it the eternal gospel.
所以今天我们是要从永远的角度来看福音，所以我们称为它永远的福音。
So practically speaking, that we can never surprise God.
所以实际上来讲，我们不可能让神吃惊。
If you believe in the Lord Jesus, you have this eternal life, and no matter how bad you bad things you committed.
你要如果信了主的话，你就有永生，不管你做了什么样的坏事。
You will always be saved.
你永远得救的。
Because before God saved us, He already knows everything about us.
因为神在拯救我们之前，他已经知道我们一切的光景。
Bible tells us that before even we are born, that all our days already in.The presence of God.
圣经告诉我们，在我们还未出生以前，我们所有的事情都在显明在他的面前了。
God knew from eternity that where we will be born and when we will be born.
所以神在永远里面，他已经预知了我们会在何地，在何时出生。
And When we will die.
什么时候会死?
And how we will die.
如何死?
And where we're going to die.
在哪里死?
And how we're going to bury it.
什么样的方式安葬?
In America or in China or in Taiwan or in somewhere else, God knows exactly everything about us.
不管在中国、在大陆、在台湾、在别的任何地方，神知道所有的一切。
In the same passage, it tells us before the days, before we live our life, that all the days we're going to live before God's eyes is all present, is all unfolded.
就在我们心，我们所有做的一切，虽然还没有发生。尽管没有发生，已经在记在他的册子上被写明了。
We said that it's not to encourage us to do bad things.
我这样说不是要鼓励大家做坏事。
But God warned us, God is consuming fire. The falling to His hand is very miserable thing. So God will punish us, discipline us, if we sin, if we do bad things.
我们的神乃是烈火，当我们做坏事的时候，他会惩罚我们的。
But we're saying that whatever we do should never surprise God.
所以我们知道就是不管我们做什么不会让神感到吃惊。
God knows how bad we are.
他知道我们如何的坏。
Before we know ourselves.
甚至在我们认识我们自己之前。
So this is appetizer. Let's move into that the main test that God...tells us that gospel is eternal gospel.
刚刚说的只是一个开胃菜，接下来我们要来的正餐里面，就告诉我们是这个永远的福音是什么样子的。
So Paul started telling us that blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
以弗所书一章三节，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Now it says every spiritual blessing, and wonder what about the material blessing which most of us would want?
这个天上各样属灵的福气， 到底是什么呢？我们一般都是想到地上物质的福气。
You know that Bible promises that if we ask God, God will give the best things to us.
圣经告诉我们说，我们如果要神向神求的话，他会给我们最好的。
And Lord Jesus said, if we ask the Father for bread, would he give us a snake?
主耶稣说，如果你向父求面包的时候，他会给你石头吗？
No father in the world would do that.
或是蛇吗？世界上的每个父亲都不会这样做。
Even though we are so sinful, we never do that to our son.
就像刚我们是罪人这样的，在现在 罪里面，我们也不会对我们的儿子如此做的。
Let alone God himself.
何况我们的神呢？
So Lord Jesus says that God will give us the best to us.
耶稣说神要把最好的给我们。
And this is how it is recorded in the Matthew and in the Mark, the Gospel of Matthew and Mark.
这在
Gospel of Matthew and Mark.
福音书马太和马可福音。
So I was so encouraged. I pray, you know, the things I want in my heart. I pray, pray very hard and very happily. I pray.
所以我知道这个以后，我就非常的兴奋，我就是非常欢喜快乐的。我祷告跟神要。
I pray this, I pray that, and everything that I wanted.
我想跟神要这个要那个，好像我要的都想。
Until one day.And when I read the Gospel according to Luke,
当有一天我来读路加福音的时候，
and Luke tells us that the best thing is the Holy Spirit. He says, when you ask the Holy Spirit, will not God give us to us?
我才知道这个最好的礼物就是圣灵。如果我们要向神求圣灵的话，他肯定会给我们的。
Once I knew that, I was so disappointed.
当我知道以后，我是这样的失望。
I want the material blessings from God. Now, Holy Spirit. All right. So at that time, I didn't know how precious Holy Spirit was to us.
我就向神求这个求那个，都是物质上的。我不想，我觉得圣灵没什么重要，没什么好处。
So here says, God has given us.All the spiritual blessing.
但这地方写着，神要赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Why not the earthly ones? What about the earthly blessing?
那么地上的祝福是什么样子呢？
And the Bible tells us, everything material is all God's.
圣经告诉我们，所有物质的世界都是属于神的。
All the riches of the world belong to God.
这世界上所有的财富都是属神的。
And all the riches God given to Christ Jesus, Lord Jesus.
就是神给耶稣基督一切的丰盛。
And God will give all this in Christ to us.
所以神要把在基督里这一切的丰盛都要赐给我们。
So God used His Word, just His Word, create the whole universe.
神就用他的话创造了整个宇宙。
To create any material things, the treasures is not a problem at all for us.
所以他要创造任何的财富，任何的宝贝、珍宝都是很简单的。
And all this will be ours.
这所有的一切都是我们的。
Bible tells us that God spared not His own Son.
神告诉我们，他竟然连自己的爱子都舍了。
Wouldn't God would give a whole world, everything else to us?
难道不把世界万物和他一同白白赐给我们吗？
Yes, you see, people fighting for the treasures, oils, rare earth, etc., diamonds, gold.
所以你看世界上的人都在争抢珍宝、宝石、钻石、石油。
And the Bible tells us that everything is ours.
但圣经告诉我们，这所有的一切都是我们的。
All these material riches are ours.
这所有物质上的丰富都属于我们。
Even Christ is ours.
甚至连基督都是属我们的。
First Corinthians.
哥林多前书。
So, in God's eyes, as material blessings are not even need to mention.
所以在神的眼光，我们甚至都不需要求这些。
Too small a thing, worthy to be mentioned.
这个太小了，根本就不配提。
So, we Christians, we God's children, if you believe in the Lord, then you are the richest person in the whole world.
如果我们是神的儿女，我们信他的话，我们就是世上最富有的人了。
Richer than the CEO of NVIDIA.
比 NVIDIA 的总裁还要富有。
So here, God talks about this spiritual blessing.
这里神告诉我们的讲的是属灵的福气。
How blessed we are with all these spiritual blessings which we do not understand.
这里天上各样属灵的福气我们很难理解。
Let alone we appreciate them.
尽管我们，何况我们是非常的感激呢。
So here does he talk about this God want to give us all the blessings. God is the most generous God in the whole universe.
神在这里说他要把各样属灵的福气都赐给我们。神在宇宙里面是最慷慨的赐予者。
So here he gives us examples, seven examples, seven spiritual blessings that he listed here for us.
这里提到七个福气。
And here, the first thing he said, verse 4, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we will be holy and blameless before him in love.
第四节讲到，就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他里面成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
So here says, before even he created the whole universe, that He already in Christ chose us.
这地方讲到他在创立世界以前已经在基督里拣选了我们。
So you see that the predestination is in a much debate.
知道这个拣选在大家很久成为了大家争论的话题。
People say, well, do we need to believe in the Lord Jesus or is already predestined who's going to believe or who will not.
我们常常说、哦、我要不要信、耶稣基督呢，因为这个都是拣选的，反正都定下来了。
Well, I think the best story to review that because now God is trying to tell us in a human language with the human experience something that happened in eternity.
所以神在用一个人能理解的地上的 景况来描述将来在天上要发生的情况。
So I really like the story, the using story to illustrate this point.
我非常喜欢用一个故事来阐明、这个、
It says a salvation or the gospel is this. Before you enter, you have this salvation that there's a door. And when you are at that door, looking ahead, it says, you must believe in the Lord Jesus to be saved.
就好像一个人来到一个门前，那门上写着说，你必须要信耶稣才能得救。
And once you believe in the Lord Jesus, you enter through that door, and then you look back at the door, and that door says, you are chosen.
当你通过这个门进到里面去的时候，你再回头看在那个门上写着你已经被拣选了。
So in the salvation there's two sides. One is from human point of view, from our experience, that we have to be first believing in the Lord, and also has another aspect, is a heavenly eternity aspect, that we are already chosen before even the creation of this universe.
所以这个有两个，像现在有两个方面，就是在我们这面，就是我们需要信耶稣基督才能得救，但是从另外一个观，天永恒的里面，我们已经被拣选了。
So that's why I believe that the more I think about the Bible, the more I believe the Bible is not from human hand, from human mind.
所以我越读圣经就知道，这个不是人手，圣经不是人手所写的，乃是从神来的。
Because only God can reveal such things to us. Looks like a contradiction, but actually they're harmonized perfectly.
好像是很矛盾，但是他们在非常和谐的统一。
I use the light as an example.
我用光来做一个比喻。
If something we don't understand, I always think of the light. Now, the light, we know that it has a wave, the nature of wave. It is a wave, but also it's a particle.
当我想比喻的时候，常要用光来做例子，因为光它不仅有粒子的属性，也有波的属性。
Yeah, so, but in the science, physicists, they call the wave is a wave.The particle is particle. They are total different things.
但在科学在物理上面定义的是光和波，它们是截然不同的两个物质。
But in light, the two very different natures integrate together perfectly.
但是在光里面，粒子和波的属性截然不同的两个合而为一。
So scientists, even up to today, still cannot explain it, but they will take it as a fact, as a truth.
科学家如今还没办法解释，但是他们接受这个事实。
And they, from this fact, they invented a lot of technologies to benefit us.
因为这个事实，他们就发明了很多东西来让我们得福利。
So many things, truth in the Bible,And it looks from service, they're contradictory to each other.
在圣经里面，我们常常会发现很多事情讲的都是相互矛盾的。
But in fact, that they are the truth.
但是实际上，他们都是事实。
If we believe in it, believe in the Lord Jesus, believe in the gospel, then we'll benefit from that gospel.
如果我们相信主耶稣基督。相信他的救恩的话，我们就会从这个救恩中得福。
Now God has a purpose to tell us why He wants to show us that actually we are children before the foundation of the world.
神想我们要向我们显明我们如何就是神成为神的儿女，甚至在创世以前。
He wants us to know so that we can have an absolute peace of mind in terms of salvation.
让我们对救恩这个有一个完全平安的确据。
Once you're saved, you're forever saved.
你如果得救，就永远得救。
You know, from the past centuries, people debating, can Christians lose their salvation?
上个世纪，有很多的争论说，基督徒会不会失去救恩？
That's because people didn't understand what eternity means.
因为人不理解什么叫永远是什么意思。
God tells us, in the Bible, it does tell us we need to believe in the Lord Jesus first in order to have salvation.
确实圣经告诉我们，我们首先需要信耶稣基督来得救恩。
For those who are believed, God tells us we have already chosen.
但是对那些已经信的，神告诉我们说，你已经被拣选了。
So that the predestination is meant for the Christian, for God's children, to have absolute peace of mind in terms of salvation we receive.
所以这里的拣选其实是告诉我们属神的儿女，我们对这个救恩有 确据要有完全的平安。
When you did the very, very bad things, you can surprise yourself how bad you are, but you can never surprise God.
当你做了一个非常非常糟糕的事情，你可能让自己都吃惊，但是你不会让神吃惊。
Because God knew about it, even before you were born.
因为神在你出生以前都知道你做的一切。
Even you murdered a person.
甚至你暗杀了一个人。
Then you will die the penalty of the land of law, according to the Lord of the land.
所以你要在这个世界的主之前，你是要受审判的。
在地上的律法面前，你要被判死刑。
哦、oh, Lord.
你该死。
哦，在地上的法律面前要被判死刑，要该死。
God says, "Don't pray for that brother or sister who committed murder. You need to put to death."
嗯，神告诉我们不要为这他们祷告，因为他们必须要肉身要死的。
But he or she will not lose salvation.
但是他们的救恩不会失去。
So of course, again, we're not encouraging brothers and sisters or your believers to commit such a crime. God's intention is for us to have this eternal security of our salvation so that we are motivated with a thankful heart to do things pleasing to God.
所以我们不是要在这里鼓，这个不是要鼓励我们去做坏事，乃是要让我们里面有个确据，对这个救恩有确据，有平安，然后我们有一颗感激的心，做神喜悦的事情。
That we will be holy and blameless before Him.
然后我们就在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
Even though every day you frustrate yourself that you cannot live as holy as you can.
甚至说你日复一日，你对自己非常的失望，因为你不能够活出你想活出的那个圣洁的生活。
But you should have this confidence that you will fulfill the holiness in your life in Christ Jesus.
但是你要有这样的确据，你会在耶稣基督里面成为圣洁。
When we enter eternity.
当我们进入永远
的时候 not about what we do, it's all about God's purpose and His grace.
不是关于我们所做的，都是神的旨意和他的恩典。
And then second blessing is this, that He predestined us to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ to Himself.
第二个福气第五节，又因爱我们，就按自己意志所喜悦的，预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
Yeah, so this is something called sonship. So it is a legal terms.
这里的儿子的名分是一个法律用语。
So adoption of sons means that we have a right to claim the inheritance.
我们如果有儿子的名分的话，我们就可以来得产业基业。
If you don't have the sonship approval, then the inheritance, even though you have it for a while, then it will be taken away by other your enemies or greedy people.
如果你没有儿子的名分的话，你就得不到这个产业，甚至被别人那些贪婪的人去。
Because you don't have that standing in the law.
抢去了，因为你在法律上没有证据。
Because God is absolute righteous and just, so He has to rule everything in the perfect righteousness.
因为神是公平公义的，你必须要合规才能够得到一切。
So if for today, if your parents are rich, like the CEO of Tesla. Some people like Tesla's products. If you're their descendant, their sons, then you need to have this, in order to inherit it, you need to have all these legal documents prepared. Your birth, right? The birth certificate, who's your parents, etc. A lot of legal documents, you have to have it.
假定你的父亲是 是特斯拉的总裁，你想继承他的产业的话，你必须要证明你的身份，比如说你的身份出生证啊，还有很多的法律文件要需要提供。
So here is telling us again to have this eternal sense of security for all the believers. If you believe in the Lord Jesus, you have that legal right for us to put the claim on inheritance.
这里预定就让我们知道，让我们有这样的确有个确据，如果我们信了得到儿子的名分，我们就有这个法律上就是合规的可以继承产业的。
Far more than this seven technology group, right? People told them, talking about they're the something, seven. They are trillions of dollars each company. We are a lot richer than them.
人们常常讨论到就是七个最富有的公司上兆的资产，我们其实比他们还要富有。
Well, we inherit is a whole universe.
因为我们所继承的是整个宇宙。
You know, there's a story that how it happened. You know that when Jews left bondage under the Egyptians, when God saved them out of the bondage, so at the Passover, like the Passover night, they went out of Egypt.
一个圣经里有个故事，就是犹太人从埃及为奴之地被神拯救出来的时候，在逾越节。
They've been in slavery for almost hundreds of years, if not 400 years.
他们已经在埃及为奴几百年了。
But Bible tells us, when they left Egypt, they actually robbed Egypt of all their riches.
圣经告诉我们，当他们从埃及出来的时候，他们掳掠了埃及所有的财富。
When they asked, God says, "You ask your neighbors for all the treasures you want."
神告诉他们说，你们要从邻舍要所有，把你们所要的都可以要。
And the Egyptians were more than willing to give everything they asked for.
但是奇怪的，埃及人非常的乐意把给他们所要的。
And this is a picture of all children of God. If you believe in the Lord Jesus, that you will inherit all the riches in the world and all in this whole universe.
这就对我们是一个确据，我们作为神的儿女，我们要得到神会赐给我们天上一切和在基督里面一切的属灵的。
Now people on the earth, they are not, the countries, they not only want to acquire the treasure on this earth, but also they want to acquire the treasures in the moon.
地上的人常常不光他想才得到这个地球上所有的财富，他还要想得到月球上的财富。
So all these countries competing.
很多的国家都在竞争。
And also not only moon but also Mars.
不仅是月亮，还是火星。
So only purpose is that they want to find out the treasure so they can own them.
他们只是想要得到星球上的财富。
Now Christians, this is compared to what we're going to have is so small.
但这个对我们所拥有的太微不足道了。
So here, this is a second blessing God wants us to have. We have 100% legal rights that to inherit the inheritance.
第二个福气就是我们有这个儿子的名分，完全合规的法律程序来继承产业。
No one can take it from us.
没有人能从我们手中夺取。
Not even the devil.
甚至魔鬼。
Because we are in the perfect legal ground.
因为我们在法律文件上非常有确据。
Adoption as sons. for inheritance.
我们已经得着儿子的名分，为了继承产业。
And also here it says, to the praise of glory of His grace, which He freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In Him we have redemption through His blood, and forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of His grace.
第六节、第七节，使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞，这恩典是他在爱子里所赐给我们的，我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。
Now he's telling us the third and fourth blessings, spiritual blessings.
这里告诉我们第三和第四个属灵的福气。
He says, verse 7, in him we have redemption through the blood.
第七节，我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎。
Why do we need the redemption?
我们为什么需要救赎呢？
Why salvation contains the notion of redemption?
为什么救恩里面一直记录着要得，要有救赎呢？
Why are we need to be redeemed?
为什么我们已经被救赎？
Because once we sin,that we sell ourselves to be slave.
当我们因为我们犯罪的时候，我们就把自己卖给罪了。
So the Bible tells us, Lord Jesus says, "He who sins is a slave of sin."
主耶稣说，犯罪的就是罪的奴仆。
So if we sin, then we sell ourselves.To be the slave of sin and the devil.
我们如果我们犯罪，我们就把自己卖给罪和魔鬼了。
So, and then we cannot redeem ourselves.
我们无法救赎自己。
Because Bible tells us that it's so costly to redeem us that we can only give up.
圣经告诉我们，这个代价太大，我们只能够放弃。
Because it takes another perfect life.To redeem us.
因为需要一个完全的生命来赎我们。
The life that never sinned.
Sorry.
The life that never sinned.
一个从来没有犯过罪的生命。
And the life that never knew sin. Never knew sin.
从来不知罪的一个生命。
Only that life can be used to redeem you and I.
只有那个生命才能够救赎你和我。
So Lord Jesus.2,000 years ago, that he came and become a man so he can have a body to offer himself on the cross to die for us, to shed his precious blood for us. And that blood is the redemption price that God pays for our redemption.
因此耶稣基督就在2000年之前来到世间，他死在十字架上，他为我们在实际上付了代价，就把我们救赎回来。
And secondly, the fourth blessing is this, the forgiveness of our trespasses.
第二个祝那个福气、哦、就是讲第四个，第四个了、就是过犯得以 赦免。
Now the forgiveness is for restoring the relationship with the Father, with God.
赦免是为了来重新恢复我们和神的关系。
If you sin against a person, if there's no forgiveness, then you will not be able to restore your relationship.
如果你犯了罪，得罪的人，如果你不被他赦免的话，那个关系是没法恢复的。
Remember that the prodigal son, that he squandered all the riches that he inherited from his father.
记得圣经里面浪子回头的故事，这个小儿子把父亲给他应该给他的产业都挥霍，都挥霍了。
And when that he realized, he became so poor.And he actually realized that his father's house has many, many things that he can enjoy, so he wanted to go back to his father.
当他后来就很贫穷的时候，他就想到了他的父家是这样的丰富，所以他想回家。
So first thing he need to do, he need to have, he need to get is his father's forgiveness.
所以第一，首先他要从父那里得赦免。
So he, in his own mind, he concocted the words to ask his father's forgiveness. He says, I sin against you, etc.
所以他在他的思想里面已经知道要跟他父亲如何说，说父啊，我得罪了你。
Without the forgiveness from the father, the relationship will never be able to restore.
他期待父的赦免，因为他如果不赦免的话，和父的关系没法恢复。
So the fourth blessing is the forgiveness of our trespasses, so that we can have this restored relationship with God. Our relationship can be as a sons.
所以第四个福气就是我们得赦免。我们跟神的关系可以重新恢复。
Not as a slave.
不再是奴仆。
Now, if you don't get the forgiveness, maybe he can work in his father's house as a slave.
如果他的父亲不赦免的话，他确实是可以在他的父家做奴仆的。
But his father has a lot more great things for his son, so he says he forgive him. And he accepted him fully into his house.
但是父有丰富的恩典，就赦免了他，完全的接纳他回家。
So this is a fourth spiritual blessing.
这是第四个属灵的福气。
Now if you believe the Lord Jesus,
如果你信主耶稣的话，
acknowledge your sin and accepting Lord Jesus as your Savior and the Lord.
如果接受主耶稣基督成为你的救主和你的主，
then you first thing you notice that you enjoy the sweet fellowship with God.
在第一件事里，你就会享受和神之间甜蜜的交通关系。
When I believe in the Lord, first believe in the Lord, and then I walk in the campus, I suddenly feel like everything was very bright.
我当初信主的时候，我在那个校园里面。我突然感觉到周围的一切都是那么的光明。
I have this really sweet fellowship with the Lord.
跟神、跟主之间有这样甜蜜的交通。
So that's the first grace all true believers will experience, that is forgiveness of our sins.
这是所有信主的人第一个所经历的就是罪的赦免。
So you feel the peace.And joy.
你可以感受到平安和喜乐。
So this is the truth happened to all true believers.
这个是在每一个信主的人中间的真实的故事。
And then let's move on to the fifth one.
再看第五个福气。
And in verse 9.
第九节。
He said, He made known to us the mystery of His will.According to his good pleasure, which he purposed in him, with a view to an administration suitable to the fullness of the times, that is the summing up all things in Christ, things in the heavens and things on the earth in him.
第九十节，都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘。要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的，都在基督里面同归于一。
So verse 9 says, He made known to us the mystery of His will.
第九节讲到，他让我们知道他旨意的奥秘。
You know that before I became a Christian, I was very...Hopeless.
你知道我在成为基督徒之前，我是非常无望的。
My life was without meaning. I was just living.
生命没有意义，只是活着而已。
I thought myself as just a bunch of Adam and Marcus somehow accidentally put them together, become myself and have a consciousness of myself, and then a few years later, 60 years or 80 years, and then I just disappeared, disintegrates, and then become nothing. So I come out of nothing and then go to the nothing. Then what is the purpose of this life on earth?
我对自己的认知就是我就是一个分子原子之间随机碰撞组合成我这个人我的自己然后我也有一个有良心我就在这地上活的几十年六十年七十年八十年以后我就成为无有了就来自无有也变归于无有
And what this so I didn't study that much, and I was always like watch TVs, learn Chinese. At that time, we don't have Korean drama. So I watched TV, tried to learn Mandarin, to have weekend dance parties all over every weekend.
那时候也有点无所事事，就但是也就是学语言，我要学中文。There's
no point of doing all this, studying hard. So what's the point?
努力学习有什么用呢？ 根本没有意义。
But thank the Lord that the salvation from God is not only He saved us, redeemed us, but also injected to us the knowledge of the whole purpose behind creation.
他不仅拯救了我们，救赎了我们，他要让我们知道他整个创造的旨意的奥秘。
So after I believe in the Lord, I became a straight A student.
当我信主以后，我就是全A生了。
So that's because now my heart settled. I have this perfect harmony in my heart. So I was able to focus on my study.
因为我的心放下心来了，让我可以里面有平安，可以专。
Well, there, in terms of the grades, it's just not the 4.0, but a little bit shorter, but there's a story behind each one.
在每个故事，每个之后都有个故事。
And here says that He made known to us the eternal purpose of God. And then He says here, right, what is that purpose? What is the will, eternal purpose of God? It says in the verse 10, it says fullness of time comes fulfilled, that is the summing up of all things in Christ, things in heavens and things on the earth in Him. Summarize, summing up. I like Chinese translation. It says summing up everything to become one.
这地方讲到在基督里面同归于一，我喜欢中文，古人讲的天人合一，同一大同。Yeah,
that's a oneness. Right now, everybody, because of selfishness, we cannot become one.
因为我们每个人都是自私的，不可能合一的。We
have this in Chinese, in ancient Confucius has this oneness of the world, so people live in peace and loving each other. And so that kind of world he called it 大同世界.
孔夫子他曾经讲过，他期待有一个光景，就是叫大同世界，人人都在一起和睦相处合一.
But it's just ideal.
但是只是一个理想.
We're never able to achieve it.
没办法成就的.
Because human beings are sinful and selfish.
因为人是有罪的,
Even we try to come up with the best systems to achieve this greater good for everyone.
甚至尽管我们想用各样的系统来创造各样的系统，想来达到这个目的。
Democracy.
民主.
Wow, people say this is the best system we could have, you know, and then you elect a president.
我们想，哦，这是最好的，系统了。
Well, it depends on what kind of president we selected. we elected, that it can be a very bad or very foolish or very good, all by chance.
就像选总统都是好像偶然的, 有可能有的时候很坏的, 有很愚蠢的, 也有, 有一些好的。
So nothing is perfect because presidency is a person that takes the presidency.
因为这个都是不确定的, 因为要根据这个总统的,
because it's human being, full of sins.
因为他都,这总统也是人, 就是满了罪,
in some other country, they may have this royal system that the king and queens, and they also, it all depends on who sits on that position. Again, the sinners.
有些国家是那种一直遗传下那个皇家继承的那个系统, 那也完全看那个人是如何。
Even the husband and wife cannot be harmonized in one.
甚至夫妻都很难在一起合一。
You can see the divorce rate.
你可以看那个离婚率多么高。
So I learned this secret. I'll tell you this wise thing you do.
我告诉你一个智慧的做法。
If you haven't met a friend in 10 years,
如果你遇到,
and you came across that person,
如果你认识一个人,朋友有十年了,你碰上一面,十年没见面,一个朋友十年没见面了,
should never ask, where is your wife or where is your husband?
你一定不要说你的妻子在哪里或者你的丈夫在哪里。
50% of time, you embarrass yourself and that friend.
大概50%的机会吧, 你会或者是让对方或者让自己很...
Whether your friend is Christian or non-Christian, doesn't matter. The divorce rate are almost same.
不管是基督徒还是非基督徒, 离婚率差不多。
Because human beings are all sinful and selfish. So when we look at this verse, it says, in the end, when time fulfilled, that God will make everything one in Christ Jesus. What a tremendous power. What a tremendous statement God is making to us.
第十节讲到,在日期满足的时候,要在基督里面同归于一,这是神,显明神他有多大的能力,是这个非常宏大的一个宣告。And
it says, when the fullness of times, so this is the second time it indicated the fullness of times.
日期满足,这在其实是第二次。
Now, first time it tells us, it is in the Galatians. It says, at the fullness of times, Christ was born of woman under the law. It happened 2,000 years ago.
这是在2000年之前发生的。
So how do we know that this time, this fullness of time when Christ will head up all things in one, how do we know that it is true or not? It will happen or not?
他这里讲到日期满足的时候,都在基督里同归于,我们知道他真的会实现吗?
Then you go back to the first time. So before 2,000 years, before Christ was born, everything about Christ became human beings first time 2,000 years ago. It's recorded in the Bible, in the prophecies, hundreds or thousands of years before Christ was born, 2,000 years ago.
如果我们再回到第一次日期满足基督来到世上的时候,我们知道在那之前有几百年之前,几千年之前就有预言,它确实是成就了。
So if we follow this prophecy about Lord Jesus' first coming, then you will be sure the second coming also be true.
如果你一直在查看查究主耶稣第一次日期满足的时候来到的事实的话，你就会确信。
Before Christ was born, that Bible for the prophets telling us what ethnicity the Christ will be and what the place of his birth and also how he lived his life and where he gonna be, how he gonna die and with whom he will die and everything very detailed to tell us about Christ's first coming 2,000 years ago.
因为预言，圣经里面的预言，主耶稣来的，讲到他如何出生，在哪里出生，活着什么样的生活，在哪里死，与谁死，都是预言里面成就了。
So we know that, so everybody needs to study prophecies, right? If you're not, then you're not serious. Because
要研究一下预言，如果你不研究的话，说明你也不是很严肃认真。
You need to study the prophecies so that you make sure you believe every word that the Bible says.
你需要研究一下预言，然后你就会相信，所以圣经里面每一句所说的话都要成就。
So this is a fifth blessing.And then we need to go quickly because our time is almost up. So, and then it's the sixth one. It says here that also we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to his purpose, who works all things after counsel of his own will.
我们快一点哦，十一节，我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意行做万事的，照着他旨意所预定的。
So it especially it mentioned about inheritance, that, and that, that is predestined.
这里特别讲到基业，这也是预定的。
The second time it mentioned predestined.
第二次提到预定。
Nothing to do what you do on earth, what you will do on earth, or what you did in the past. It's all based on God's purpose and His grace.
不在乎你过去做的什么事，现在做的事，将来什么做的什么，都在乎于神的预定和恩典。
Once you believe the Lord Jesus,
当你信主耶稣的时候，
God will let you know your children, and all this will be true to us.
神告诉你，你已经被拣选，这些在我们里面都要成为实际。
And then let's look at the last blessings.In him you also, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having also believed, you were sealed in him with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is given as pledge of our inheritance, with a view to the redemption of God's own possession, to the praise of his glory.
最后一个福气，十二节。叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞。你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神之名被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。
So once we believe in the Lord Jesus, what happened is that God will come to live in us.
当我们信主之后发生什么呢？主就到我们里面，住在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit will live in us.
圣灵要住在我们里面。
The Lord Jesus says that Holy Spirit He takes abides in us will never leave us.
圣经告诉我们说圣灵要住在我们的里面，他就永远不离开我们。
And this is not the religion. We often mention stress. What we share,What Bible tells us, not the religion.
我们常常说的圣经，你所说的，我们所信的不是一个宗教。
Because the religion will not have salvation like this.
因为宗教里面不会有像这样的一个救恩。
So God takes his abode God lives in us.
神是住在我们的里面。
And the Holy Spirit now serve as the seal.
圣灵作为印记。
It's like a ticket.
就像一个门票。
Now when we were in Taiwan 2 weeks ago, that we took a high train, so called, from Taipei to Tainan. It only take 2 hours.
我们刚刚从台湾回来，我们坐了高铁从台北才到台南，只要2个小时。
So we have 8 people, and so we have a lot of tickets to hold on to.
我们有八个人，所以我们有很多门票要拿。
How do you know that you're able to sit at this seat on the high train?
知道在高铁上你应该坐哪个位置？
Because you have tickets to show.
因为你有门票上面写了哪个位置。
But so you remember that we're very nervous. We want to hold on, especially my grandchildren, the two of them. They have each one also have.Had their own ticket.
我们都很紧张，怕丢了。尤其是我的两个小小的孙子孙女，他们都有想着自己拿门票的。
So the proof of salvation is Holy Spirit. It's not the material things, so that it cannot be stolen, it cannot be lost.
圣灵是在我们里面做印记的，我们不会丢，也不会被偷。
If you just take it to heaven, then ticket can be lost, and someone will rob you, right, to get that ticket. But thank the Lord, it's the Holy Spirit Himself living in us as a seal.
如果是进入天堂的门票，只是一张门票的话，可能被偷被抢，也被别人代替。但是感谢主，我们里面有圣灵的作为印记。不会发生这些事情。
And one day, all that God's promised, then it will be God is looking for the Holy Spirit.
所以当他再来的时候，他看着我们的印记，看圣灵作为记号。
And one day, if we enter the heaven, and there's a door. Usually, the story says, I always have a door, right, before we enter into heaven itself.
常常我们做个比喻说，天堂好像有一个门。
And then if an angel asks you, why should I allow you in? Why don't you go to hell? Why should we allow you in? So what do you say?
如果天使问你说，你凭什么进天堂呢？你为什么不进地狱呢？
So why should I allow you to be in?
我怎么才能够让你进天堂呢？
And he will check, the angel will check the Holy Spirit in us.
这个天使就会来检查我们里面的圣灵。
So it's automatic, you know. You don't have to stop. You know, like today, you don't have to stop. You go, and you have Holy Spirit, just very smooth, into the heaven. But if you don't, boom, you will be bounced back to hell.
就像现在那个自动的系统，如果你进去以后有圣灵的话，就很。很顺利的进去了，如果没有的话就被他弹回来。
You see, all these aspects are from eternal point of view.
这所有的一切都是从属灵的永远的角度来看。
So God wants us to not only experience in our own personal life,
不光是我们在个人的经历中知道。
But also, He wants us to know that salvation, that gospel we receive, is from eternity.
也让我们知道这个救恩是神的，从创世以前。
It will start in eternity, and it will end in eternity.
从永远之前，在创世之前到永世。
What a great salvation!
这是何等大的救恩！
Who can neglect it?
谁能够忽视呢？忽略呢
？Let's bow our head, have a word of prayer.
让我们低头有点祷告。
Father, we thank you because your word will never return to you void.
父，我们感谢你，你的话必不突然返回。
Instead, you accomplish your will, your desire.
你的旨意，你的必然成就。
That is, that you will give the salvation to all who put their trust in Christ Jesus and His salvation.
你要把救恩赐给那些信靠你的人。
And if there are someone here still have a doubt, haven't believed in the Lord Jesus yet, may you open their hearts and their ear, and so that they can put their trust in the Lord to receive this, the benefit of gospel.
主啊，如果在这里还有没有有怀疑的，还有不迷信的，主啊，求你开他们里面的眼睛。和耳朵，让他们可以听见、看见你，把来信靠你。
In Christ Jesus' holy, precious name, we pray.
奉耶稣基督最圣洁、宝贵的名祷告。阿门。